California coach Tony Dykes has joined us. The Golden Bears are hosting Washington on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Please press star and then number one to ask your question. Star and then number one. Your first question is from Joseph Duarte with Houston Chronicle.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
I had a question, and forgive me for getting off topic for game week. I'm curious, in this day and age of the 24-hour news cycle, what kind of challenges are there as a head coach when you hear your name speculated out there on the Internet for other jobs that you may or may not even be interested in?
Yeah, the thing about all that is you've got to, you know, people just throw stuff out there, and you've got to understand that that's part of our business, and they do it on both sides, you know, about, you know, so-and-so's going to lose their job or so-and-so's going to take another job. And so, you know, there's a lot of press out there and a lot of things that a lot of people that just kind of throw things out there. And so what you learn, what I've learned, and I learned this young, is just, you know, don't pay attention to that. Do your job the best you can, you know, and you don't worry about any of that stuff. And as you said, the news cycle changes so fast. I mean, it literally changes daily. And so, you know, pay attention and control what you can control, and don't worry about any of that other stuff. That's just one of the things that, unfortunately, in our business comes up a lot, whether it's NFL or whether it's college football or, you know, in some parts of the South, you know, whether that's high school football. And so, you know, it's just part of the game now, and part of the 24-hour news cycle, and so you worry about what you can control, and that's getting your team ready to play and play as well as they can, and all that other stuff is really meaningless.
If I may, have you personally had to address something like that either with your team or something in the past where it's affected you or how you specifically had to deal with something?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have any impact on me, just because, again, I don't pay any attention to it, and clearly, you know, you know what the truth is regarding a lot of this stuff, and so it doesn't have an impact on you. It certainly does on your players and recruiting and all that type of thing. So you try to, you know, you just try to, you know, talk to your team about it, and those guys get it. I mean, they understand, and they're, you know, they're young people, and they understand the 24-hour news cycle as well. And they just know, hey, look, this is just, you know, part of the business and part of the business of playing. And I don't think our guys are really any other guys at any other programs pay any attention to it. They've got enough on their plate trying to get ready to play on Saturdays and trying to be student athletes. So I don't think they worry about it at all.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from Ruth Robbins with 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Coach. Yeah, I just wondered with Washington what kind of challenges you see and what do they look like on film going forward for you this weekend?
I think the most impressive thing about Washington, honestly, is just the way they execute. You know, whether it's on offense or defense or special teams, they're in the right place defensively. They don't get fooled much. They don't give up a lot of big plays. They really leverage the ball about as well as any team does. You know, the guys are just in the right place. They don't blitz much. They hadn't had to. When they need to, they can. You know, they got after Utah some at the end of the game blitzing when they needed some plays. But they've been able to just to execute. They do that offensively. They don't turn the ball over. They don't have many penalties. Just a disciplined group that has good players, and the players do a really nice job playing within the system. And I think that's what makes them so effective. In the special teams, they've got good athletes. They've got good size and strength, and so, you know, their coverage units are solid. They've got really good returners, both kick and punt returners, that have had big plays this year and helped them win some ball games. Obviously, the punt return against Utah Saturday was a big play, but mm-hmm. Just an impressive, solid football team that doesn't beat themselves and is balanced. And those teams are always really hard to beat.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Coach, how important will it be to get the Memorial Stadium crowd involved immediately?
Well, it's going to be important. I mean, Washington is a team all year that started fast. they've done a really good job of doing that. And then when all of a sudden when you're playing from behind, they've kind of got you where they want you. They do a good job pressuring the quarterback. And, you know, if you have to drop back and throw the ball down the field, you know, you're playing right into their hands. So it's going to be important for us to get off to a good start, certainly try to get our crowd energized. You know, our players really like playing at home. We've got confidence at home. So for what we've got to do is just figure out a way to, you know, to play well early, have some success early, and hopefully get some momentum.
Coach, with Washington, it's like picking your poison. Do you stop the run or stop the pass? Which way do you go?
Well, I think it's always important to try to stop the run if you can. You know, we haven't been able to do that particularly well here recently. We've had some times this year where we have, but we haven't here in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to need to do that. You know, I think that's the – in college football now, it's hard to play good defense if you can't get the run game stopped. So that's going to be important for us to try to do a good job on first down, to get them in some second, third, and long situations. And those are hard to execute. So that's got to be our goal, is to do the best we can to stop them.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. What's more important in your mind, being able to do what you do best or stopping Washington from doing what they do best?
Well,
or a little bit of both.
Football is a game of execution. And so I think you've always got to worry about yourself. And if you execute, you know, your game plan and your calls and your technique, and you do those things well, then the rest will take care of itself. So that's got to be our goal, is we've got to do a good job of executing. And, you know, make sure we get the calls properly defensively, make sure our guys get in the right gaps in the run game, make sure we're doing a good job matching up to the receivers in the passing game. And then offensively, it always really comes down to how well you can execute. just 11 guys doing their job on every play is really what it's all about.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You got time for one more question?
Your next question is from Andy Farrillo with Sacramento Bee.
Hi, Coach. Looking at Washington this year compared to recent years that you've been able to assess them a little bit, what's different this year? Is it just a matter of execution, or is there anything else that jumps out at you in regards to, you know, why this team is playing at, you know, like a top four level, you know, compared to having been a 500 team the last few years?
Excuse me. I think experience. You know, I think that they've got a lot of experience. They've got good players, and that certainly helps. But the guys that they have playing for them have played quite a bit. And, you know, especially defensively now in college football, I think when you have good defenses, they have two things in common. They've got experience and they have depth. And Washington has both. And I think that's been their strength. I mean, you know, any good defense is built up the middle. It's a little bit like baseball. You know, they've got four really good defensive tackles that are big, hard guys to move. They do a really nice job of drawing double teams in the run game, and then they're really good at linebacker. And those two linebackers can make a ton of plays because those D linemen are covering up people's offensive linemen, and then they're really good at safety as well. And so, you know, that's where good defenses are built, is up the middle, because those guys can, can make a ton of plays, you know, and cause a lot of havoc on an offense. And I think that's where it starts for them. And then, you know, offensively, they've got a good – you know, Jake Browning does a great job running the offense. He's a great decision maker. You know, he's one of those kids, if you go back and watch him in high school, which we recruited him and had an opportunity to watch him, you know, he's just a winner. I mean, he won in high school. He made great decisions in high school. He took care of the ball, and he's doing the same thing now at Washington. And when you can run it like they can run it, and, you know, they've got an outstanding running back, two really fast wide receivers, and a good solid offensive line. And so that's a great formula for winning football games. And then going back to what I talked about earlier, they're really good on special teams because they have a lot of depth, you know, and they've got depth and they've got good length as well. And so, you know, when you find a team that's good on special teams, they have two things that are important. They always have good returners, which they do. And then they have a lot of depth. That way they can have quality guys playing on teams. And that's kind of what they've got. From the top of their program to the bottom, you know, they've got good players and they've got depth, and that allows them to do a lot of different things.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, Tony, that'll do it for today. I appreciate your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Okay, thanks so much.
You bet. We'll see you.